My name is Jess Noble.
My name is Carmen Maybanks and I live in Gabarum of North Bundaberg. Today's date is the 5th of November 2011. We're in Bundaberg and we're recording the Story Project. We are going to talk about clay and how it has impacted on our lives. Jess, can you start by telling me how you first got interested in clay?
Yes, I went to classes to Ruth Day Lewis, who lived only four doors away from me. And then after a while, my daughter came to stay here with me because she had cancer, and I nursed her till she died. And she left me some money, and then I built a shed out the back. And Ruth said, "Well, you're good enough to teach now." So I started teaching. And that's how I met Carmen, because somebody introduced her to me, who was coming to me for pottery. And that's how we've been together ever since.
That's right, Jess. I was, first of all, learning how to do the slip cast mould ceramics. And I said, "I want to make the whole thing. Is there someone that you can recommend me to?" And that's why I phoned you up to find out all about the pottery. And ever since then, I've learnt lots from Jess. And one of the first projects that we learnt from Jess was to make a pig. And why did we have to make a pig, Jess? Tell everyone.
Because you get to use the clay in your hand and you make two pinch pots. That's the easiest thing to do in working with clay. Make the two pinch pots, then join them together. And one is the body and one is the head. And then you put the ears on and the nose and fit the mouth in and the eyes. And then you make the feet and you fiddle around a bit, make him look like a pig.
That's right. And the pig.
And everybody who came to me had to make a pig. And I was speaking to a lady a few days ago, and she said, "Oh, hello, Jess." And I said, "Hello." I didn't know who it was, but I knew her face. And she said, "I've still got the pig I made at your place."
And I've got my pig here today, Jess.
Yes.
And about two weekends ago, my daughter came up and said, "That's my pig." And I said, "Get your hands off that pig. That's the first one I made with Jess Nobles. It's got the beautiful eyelashes on it. It's a big, fat, round pig with a beautiful smile. And for its eyelashes, I used underglazes to put on it."
Yeah.
And I still use it.
Yeah.
I make everybody put a few pennies in there, or cents as of today, if they want to use the phone. So I've never given that pig away. Also with Jess, when you finished learning to make the pig, which involved using the pinch pots and coils and decorating, we had to make a slab, something wrapped around a PVC pipe, and I made a beautiful vase slab. It's got lots of colours of blue and orange and green, and it's still here today. It's right here with us now, and it's quite heavy, Jess would say, for a beginner. Have a touch, Jess. See what you think of this.
Oh, it's too heavy.
Oh, but it's the first one.
Where
and it's
was
a beauty.
I when you were making it? I could have been round the corner.
That's right. There was lots of us girls here learning how to make these slabs. But it's beautiful. And I use it all the time when I get flowers, whether it's Mother's Day or Christmas or an anniversary. It's very special. It's over 20 years old. So it's very lucky to still be here.
Yes, well, it's lovely to think that you've had that all that time and have enjoyed it. And that's what, when you make pottery and it turns out like that, it makes you want to go on and make some more.
Well, I have gone on, haven't I?
Yes,
I've done lots of pottery.
Yeah.
After Jess, I went to TAFE to learn to throw on the wheel, and that took me 4 years there, and I met Daph Heiner. and a lot of other lovely ladies from the pottery group. And the most interesting about clay, I find it's very therapeutic, because I've lost a couple of family members along the way. And Jess was saying to me, why have you got this coffin here today? It's a little coffin. It's yellow with some flowers on it. And it was part of a sculpture. Remember when we had Flying Arts come?
Yeah.
And there was the lady we had to do, create a piece of pottery about yourself, about your life. And I did, in those days, we were with the Commonwealth Bank then. So I did a sculpture of the big mighty dollar sign in gold. And on that I glued on, from the techniques you taught me from the pig, I made little bride and groom. And then there was me with my legs apart with the three kids popping out. And the back of the dollar sign was a church. And church is about happiness and about sad times. And I had lost a brother and I'd lost a few relatives then. And I thought they were important because they were parts of my life. So with the journey of clay, there's lots of things that make you want to do it, isn't there, Jess? What sort of things do you like to make, Jess, in clay?
In clay?
Mm.
Well, I used to love being on the wheel, but since I've got so old, I could do it, but I hate cleaning up afterwards. So that's why I haven't been on the wheel. But I'm doing, mostly doing handwork. You see, I've got my wombats. I've just made a family of wombats. And I'm going to have a burrow dug in the garden, and I'm going to put them in it and around it. And I've got one there with Dr. Bottom showing as he's going back in, and another one with just the head on, just coming out. So that's what I... Yeah.
They've got very cheeky faces on them, Jess.
Yeah.
They remind me a bit of you, cheeky person. Digging around in the mud.
Yeah.
They love to dig around in the ground too, don't they?
Yeah.
You would have seen a lot of these wombats, no doubt, in your earlier years being in the country.
Out west, way out west.
So would you say a lot of your inspiration for your clay work comes from being out west?
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, yes, I've got clay everywhere. See, I've got those two girls over there. We had a priest here to see Bill. And he was looking when I walked in, and I didn't know him, I did. And he said about those two girls, he just loved them because the look on their faces. Well, they don't mean anything to me. I like that fellow behind you because he's got a cheeky look.
Yes, he's got dark colours, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And the cap
lovely,
turned side on. Yes, I can remember
Mark
the first
Twain.
Sculpture you made, got us to make, and it was a combination of my three children.
Yeah.
We used to have to wrap the newspaper around the pedestal pole and slap on the clay and build it up, and that took us a while to do that, at least 6 weeks, because Jess is very, those eyes aren't right, those lips, no, those lips need to be more voluptuous. And get those eyes smiling. So it took a while, but I've still got that one. I didn't bring that one along today. That's at home.
Yeah.
And I've had that one mounted on a timber post. And we used to do sawdust firings here and pit firings out the back, Jess.
I had dug a big hole at the back of here. And I used to have these firings, you know, in the ground. You put the pots in the ground. And it all depends on the leaves or whatever you put in the pot, in the ground. They come out in beautiful colours. Did you ever have a were they pit firings they called?
They were pit firings. Yeah. We would come here and you'd get us and we would have to burnish the clay, which is rubbing with a stone to make it shiny and smooth. And then we would stack them in. You'd have us layer the pots.
Yeah.
And then, as you said, we'd put in the organic leaves, but also we would sprinkle in some copper sulfate and salt. And then you showed us how to put the wire grate across it and then just top up slithers of timber As Jess would say, you won't get the big log going. You need the little kindling first, and that's what we did. I enjoyed that. Yeah. And then we would cover it off with a bit of tin.
Yeah. It'd be firing all day.
That's right. So I actually like salt firing, as you would know.
Oh,
very passionate about that. Throw the salt in and run. And it makes a lot of steam, and it's not very good for your health, is it, Jess?
No.
So what sort of salt pots have you made, Jess?
Oh, I've got some lovely teapots out there. I've done quite a few. But the teapots are the ones I like best. And Nisia wants one of my teapots, but I've only got one left. And I'm waiting to have another. Salt firing.
Yeah, we'll be having one next year in March. Yeah. That's what we're planning. So just I'll need people to make the pots.
Get a teapot made, and then I can exchange it. She's got a pot for me in exchange.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Do you remember these little pink things here I've got? They're geometric shape.
They look like me because all the things on them.
And what's on them, Jess, that you can tell people that you've carved into them? That's a special pottery technique again. Jess has put a pink slip on top of these salt and pepper shakers.
Turtle and some sort of a bird there. And that one is he swims in a...
The platypus?
That platypus, yeah. And that one is a iguana. Iguana's the proper name.
Mm-hmm.
And these are ants, two ants. And he's a fellow with the prickles.
The echidna?
Yeah, echidna, yeah. And one at the top, I don't know what it is.
Oh, you've got a few bugs on these.
That's an
ant.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a bird. And that looks like a fellow that'll bite you, insect, you know.
The mozzies.
Mosquito.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, Jess does a lot of pottery with sgraffito work. That's carving back through the colour.
Yeah.
Insects and bugs and birds.
Yeah.
And she gave me these. Part of our life, we've been in the bank and we've moved around. So when I left Bundaberg about 10 years ago, you gave me these as a gift to take to Home Hill. And I've used them all the time. And the beauty of them is that I was able to find some other potters and show them. And from being in Home Hill, once again, there's clay and I'm away at TAFE doing more clay stuff. So I just found that the TAFE courses were terrific. And Jess, you told me that you'd done TAFE as well. Did you enjoy doing TAFE?
Yes, I did. That's when I did my examination, you know. Yeah, that was good.
That was a good time. And what about when Flying Arts used to come and we used to get together for pottery there?
Yes. Yes, well, I enjoyed that too because the tutor could show you different things, you know, that we didn't. And it was really when we was just starting off and it was exciting to be making things that we hadn't seen. Yeah, they were good.
Mm.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, Flying Arts is good because it actually brings the tutors to you.
Mm.
And that way a lot of people, about 15 in the class, would be there. And all we would have to do is just chip in for the money to get them there. Yeah,
yes,
Flying Arts is terrific.
I was Flying Arts, or I don't know what you call it, but I looked after it. And to get people to pay their money, they wanted to come, but they didn't want to pay. And I had an awful lot of trouble because we had to have 10 to make it viable for the Flying Arts to come here.
Yes, I remember that too, having to chase people up
and
saying, look, are you coming or you're not, because we've booked them.
Yeah.
And if they're coming, we have to pay them, and we don't want to make it dearer for the rest of them.
That's right.
Yeah. But another good thing that's sort of come from pottery for me is from doing TAFE, for me that led into me going to uni, where I met your Bill. who helped me with my maths and English.
Yeah.
And from that, I've become a teacher.
Yeah.
And I actually have had the opportunity to teach in the high school ceramics. So it's amazing from a little club.
Yeah.
You could, clay still goes on through your life.
Yeah.
And now I do part-time teaching and I enjoy that. And recently we have just had a convention in Bundaberg. And even though Jess used to teach me, now Jess is, I've been helping Jess get ready for the convention. What things did we need to get ready for the convention, Jess?
Well, we had to have swap a mug. And that is, you make a mug and you take it to the convention and you put it down in a table with all the other mugs, and then somebody comes along and what is it here?
They put a ticket in the mugs.
Hey?
They put a ticket in the mug.
Yeah.
And you get a different mug. Did you like the mug you got this year, Jess?
Yes, I got a lovely mug this year. Sometimes you get a mug that the poor thing, I always feel sorry for them. They had only just started pottery and they'd fall apart or something like that. But I always thought, oh, well, they're just beginners.
That's right. We all started out somewhere, didn't we?
Yes, of course we did. And, but in sometimes you get a lovely mug. I got a lovely mug this year and it's beautifully made. Beautifully made.
And this year we did something very different. It was Bundaberg's turn to host the convention. Bundaberg Pottery Club, us clay fanatics here, are part of the Wide Bay Burnett Potters. And it's been 6 years since we've had the convention in Bundaberg. So we hosted that at the Civic Centre. And part of the giving is the swapper mug, but also you would get a pottery souvenir in your bag. And sometimes you'd get a little pinch pot or a soap dish. And this year we've gone all out and we've had fun. What sort of things have we made for the bag this year, Jess?
Yes, I made two plates that, well, you could have your lunch off them. And then I decorated them. And one of them I just love so much I wouldn't give it in. I want to keep it at home by myself.
That's right. Jess is very cheeky. She wouldn't part with one of her plates.
Yeah.
But Jess was very helpful. I would make the slab plate and she would do a stippling technique using underglazes.
Mm.
And she put that over about eight plates. She did that.
Mm.
And then the other members came and we painted different things on them.
Mm.
So the things that I like to paint are turtles and fish, sort of reefy things. I know Jess likes to do all farm and country and bitey insects. Mm. But everyone enjoyed having their lunch off the plates.
Plates, yeah.
What about the food at the convention, Jess? What did you think that was like this year?
Yeah, the food was lovely. Really lovely.
And as potters, we need to be healthy and strong, don't we?
Yes. Strong. To lift a pug of clay, I don't know what weight it is these days, but I can't lift it now. But of course, I'm a lot older. But I can remember when I was right into it, you know, I used to get a ton of clay at the one time and have to shift it from where they'd carry would come and dump it down outside the pottery, and I'd have to get it all and put it inside. And I could do it, you know. I was young and strong, and now I'm old, and I don't like being old.
No, but you're still active in the mind and able to brush away, get your artwork done on them. There's a lot of potters that actually get other people to throw the work, which is really making the canvas, and then they go and decorate them. So you're still involved in pottery, and that's a good thing. So what did you think of this year? We've always had a name tag at the conference, and they've always fallen off or not had the people's proper names on them. What did you think this year of our turtle symbol for the convention.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a great idea. The turtle hanging around your neck, and you could see what your name was, and it was colourful, and it was quite different.
That's right.
And it was symbolic of Bundaberg with the turtle.
That's right, because as potters, we all come in together once a year for a big convention, and then we all scatter out again to head in our directions. So, pottery is in my veins and in my blood. I really enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Started off as a young whippersnipper at Jess's, and now I am the president of the Wide Bay Burnett Potters. I don't know if that's a good idea. I'm president of the Bundy Potters, but it keeps me active and it keeps me busy. The big thing I would say about pottery, of course, as Jess says, the pugs are getting heavier to lift, but then they have increased the size, Jess. They used to be 10 kilos and now they're 12 and a half. And along with that increase has come the cost of pottery. So what do you think about the cost in rises, Jess?
Well, it has to be because everything's like that. It doesn't matter what you buy these days. If you get anything, it doesn't matter what it is, it's gone up in price. But then, now and then, they'll give you half price. But I don't know about clay, what they do with that.
No, the club, because we're such a small group, we don't buy it by the ton, but we get it by the half ton. Our tutors at the convention were very different in everything they did. What did you like best about coming to the convention, Jess?
Well, I liked watching the tutors, and I didn't know any of them. Two of them. I know one, because the Rippings weren't tutors, were they?
No, they weren't tutors this year. They're quite relieved that they can actually just come along and have a look.
Yes, but it's lovely going to the convention and people coming up and saying, "Hello, Jess, I haven't seen you for so long. It's 3 years, is it three years since the last convention?"
The last convention in Bundaberg was 6 years.
Yeah.
But did you get to go to the convention at Childers? Because that would have been about 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's right. And, of course, they remember me, so it was lovely.
That's right. Yeah. They remember that friendly smile and the cheeky grin, I reckon.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Very good. So, yes, pottery is alive and going well here in Bundaberg. We need to be making sure that we don't give it up. I've passed it on to the next generation, and my children have been playing with it too. So I think it's a good thing. People don't realise that ceramics is in their life everywhere. When you eat your cereal in a bowl, doorknobs are made of clay, even the space shuttle, the outer shield bits are all made from ceramics.
Mm.
And if you're getting new dental implants, well, you're getting ceramic ones as well. So clay is a good thing. And we've got an exhibition coming up next year that's based on sculpture. It's going to be in Gallery 1 at Bragg. What sort of sculpture are you looking forward to doing, Jess?
Oh, well, I don't know. I used to do a lot of heads, you know, but I'm not doing those now. I like to do animals. And I've got in my mind, I'd like to do this. I can't think of what he's like, but he's on a bike. Scooting along, and that's what I'm going to try and do.
Well, that's good, because we've decided that the next exhibition will be an open theme, so people who are interested in doing heads or animals or just something organic, it's better to have it open so you can experiment, you can play with it and explore it yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
So what techniques do you like in pottery, Jess?
I like the wheel west.
What about the finishes?
Yeah, well, I like them to be fired twice. First, you know, bisque first, and then a good glaze. I like glazes. I love glazes. You see that pot over there? That's a lovely glaze with those two children's at coming out of them.
Yes, I can see that. It's a lovely wheel-thrown piece, and you've moulded the faces on them, have you? Mm. That looks like a Saladin glaze on that, would we say?
Yeah, I think so.
Saladin is sort of a green glaze that's a bit transparent.
Yeah, and I love that. And it's been hidden up behind the organ in there, so I brought it out, and I thought, because I enjoy it, I want to see it when I'm walking past.
Good on you. I've got some special pieces at home too, and they happened to be my first wheel thrown, and they were terra sigillated, which is like the slip, fine slip, and you put it on and you burnish it with a spoon, and then you can put it in the pit fire, like you were talking about earlier, and also raku firing. I love raku firing, but there's a lot of safety involved in that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everyone about the safety, Jess. What do we need to do?
What, in the...
For raku firing, to be safe.
You have to be so careful with the kiln. If you put it in and roar it up, they'll all crack. And that's the most important thing, is the kiln.
Being safe. What about ourselves? How can we be safe for ourselves?
Oh, well, you want to wear masks and gloves. And you've got to keep away when it's firing. Keep away from it.
So it's a lot hotter than a normal kitchen, isn't it? What degrees does it get up to, Jess?
What?
The raku killing.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm thinking about 1,000 degrees, which is about four times the normal oven. So some people at the last one we had, Gay leant over and she lost her eyebrows because it's that hot, you can singe yourself. Mm. You've got to be very careful with that. Mm. So, Jess, tell us about the pottery club. We've got a new pottery club, and we've got a new pottery club because the ants ate the old one away. Yeah. Jess was involved a lot with that. Tell us how you organised that, Jess.
Yeah, well, I... took on the job of, I said to the pottery group that we should start a new pottery because the white ants are falling down this other one. And no, they didn't want to do it because we only had 11,000 in the bank. But I said, we can get half a kiln in that. So they agreed. So we built, and it cost 11,000. And I said, I'll loan the club 4,000 and we'll get the whole thing done. Anyhow, so we built the whole. And I used to have to go to the council every day that I went to pottery to... ask them, could I have a bit more land, or could I chop a tree down, and all these different things.
Was it difficult doing that every day?
Some of them it was, because the fellow about the little tree, about that big, he wouldn't let me chop it down. Anyhow, after a month, he rang me up and he said, guess what, Jess, you can have the tree chopped down. So I rang up one of the councilmen. I used to go through Peter Burns, you know, and ask him, I'd go there and I'd say, Peter, can I do so-and-so? That'll be right, Jess. Yeah, but it wouldn't be done in a fortnight. So I found out the names of the people that were going to be doing it, and I got their addresses and their phone numbers, and they come and do it in a few days.
So you were very happy that you could get them to do that?
Yes.
Made you feel good, satisfied?
Yeah, because I got it built.
Mm.
And the place was whole built. And then the grant came in and I said, don't forget my 4,000 you've got to pay that to me first. And Gay, who was the treasurer, wrote it out and handed it to me.
So you would have been very happy to get that back?
Oh, yeah, but I knew I would get it. I wouldn't give it because I never had.
So it's lovely to have a new club, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to keep it going.
Yeah, and it's great. And the best thing about it is it's got my name up and it was made by a member of the club who put it up and screwed it in so the vandals couldn't get it.
That's right. Yeah. And we've got a lovely group photo of you there with all of us around it.
Yeah.
So we definitely won't be having the white ants cart this one away, will we?
No.
So that's a good thing, knowing that.
Yeah.
Every year we get together and have a big Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you like those Christmas parties, yeah, Jess?
I love them. Yep. Because we get all the people that don't come very much and you get to talk to them and see what they're doing.
So would you say that pottery is like having a big family, Jess?
Yes, it is.
For me it is because I lost my parents very early on and having always moved with the bank, it was terrific to come here and meet lots of friends. So do you like coming on Thursday and Saturday to the club?
I still come on Thursday and I'm crippled, but I still come.
But it's good to have a chat and a fiddle, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. And I might make something. I get a bit of clay and do something.
Yes, but it was terrific. We were involved with Crush and you were showing the next generation how to make. What do you teach them first, Jess? How to make a?
Pig.
That's right. And there was a lovely photo of you in the news mail about 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Mm. So it just shows you that clay keeps going on and it will still be here when we're not here. So how long have you been potting for, Jess, do you think?
Oh, well, I don't know, but I think from 1975.
So that would be 46 years nearly. Yeah. And for me, it's been 23 years and I still love potting. And when my granddaughter comes up, Olivia, first thing I give her is clay. It's so tactile and lots of fun.
Yeah.
And she was able to, this year, make something on her own and put it in the Bundy show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That's lovely.
Yep. So next year with our club, we're hoping to get Helen Easterway come up, who makes lots of animal sculptures. So do you think you'll be into that coming along?
I'll be into that.
Yeah, she does echidnas and roosters and chickens.
Yeah, I do all those. See, there's a rooster up there.
He's a very bright rooster. He's got a yellow comb and a yellow beak and a green tail. Feathers, that would be. And long, yellow, strong legs. Lots of lovely pottery here.
These things here, a nephew of mine.
More pigs, Jess.
No, they're pigs. He bought that to me when he was in England. He thought about me. And then about 3 years later, he was somewhere else and he brought me that.
So do you think people recognise you as the queen of pigs for pottery?
Yes.
I would think so too. Yeah.
And this one here, that was the Babe. Remember the picture, Babe?
I remember that movie, Babe. Yeah. And every time somebody wanted to see it, you would take them along to see Babe.
Yeah. I went 10 times.
10 times, see?
To see Babe. And they didn't charge me after the first couple of times because bringing all these other people.
That's another creative element, film and television, isn't it? Mm. So your sculpture up there that Jess has got is a pig. Out of the top of it's got a goose head. And what's the other side, Jess?
This one.
Mm.
Here, this is... right. This is... that's the mother. You remember the mother of in the barn with all the young ones?
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
And the baby pig, when they put him there and he'd his mother's gone, and he cried that night, I want my mummy.
That's right.
And I cried too.
You cried as well. Well, he must have impacted on you a lot because you've done a beautiful sculpture there. Yeah. It's about 2 feet high. It's got lots of colours.
And see, there's that Therusha in the hen in the fowl yard. And here the three little mice. Remember the three little mice?
Yes, coming in and out of the circle.
Yeah.
So I can see why you like to do lots of animal sculptures, Jess.
And then this is the other one where this...
Oh. It's quite a big sculpture to turn around, isn't it? It's a big one. What's that there on the side I can see?
That's the mother, what's her name? You know, sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And this fellow killed her.
Oh.
This is a mad dog or bad dog. And they tried to blame Babe for it. But they came and found this dog trying to kill another one. I think it was that one, see? But he didn't get her.
So your sculptural pottery artworks is all about telling stories, isn't it?
Yes.
And today we're telling a story about clay and how it affects or is part of our lives.
Yeah.
So out the front, Jess, you've got a beautiful emu.
Yeah. And I've got three baby emus over there that I made. And I'm going to stick them on to the big emu because if I just leave them down, some kids around here will take them away. So I'm just going to araldite them onto the bottom of the emu.
Well, that's a good idea. I've got some sculptures in the garden too.
Yeah.
And we did that exhibition called Ripple Effect.
Mm.
And someone had made some nice ducks in that.
Mm.
And I've bought them and stuck them in the garden. I find that the garden is a great place to put your excess pottery because as you create things, you want to move them out the house so you can do the next lot.
Did you see the goanna?
Then you've got a nice goanna,
on the letterbox.
Yes.
I did have another one there and I caught a little boy screwing his tail off. Screwed it right off and threw it down. I was raced up there, but he got away from me.
Yes,
he had a bike.
Oh.
So I built another one, but nobody's come near that.
Okay, they know to stay away, that you'll charge up the runway and protect your pottery. So part of my pottery now is I've got some totems in the garden where I've got different layered wheel-thrown and hand-built pieces that are shiny, glazy stuff with greens and blues. But on top of one of those totems, I threw once a dome shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave that to you, and you have hand painted on that using black underglazes all of your animals and your insects. So I've got a bit of Jess Noble in my garden, and it's not far from my letterbox as well, protecting my driveway. So it just shows you, Jess, that you can be everywhere and anywhere when you're doing clay.